This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In China's Hubei province, 100 more people have died from the coronavirus, COVID-19, as the death toll approaches 1,400, reversing hopes that the pace of infections had stabilized. More than 5,000 confirmed new cases have been reported in China, with a total number close to 64,000. Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan notes that surge of cases and deaths inside China is not being reflected in the wider world. Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Japan has reported its first coronavirus fatality, a woman in her 80s. Authorities said it was not immediately clear how she was infected. The U.S. Central Command says it has seized a large cache of weapons and munitions likely headed from Iran to Houthi militants in Yemen, and that the haul was intercepted during an operation earlier this week in the Arabian Sea and involved a small fishing vessel. Arrangements are reportedly being made for experts from the United States and its allies, along with the United Nations, to inspect the seized equipment. News of all this came as the U.S. Senate approved by a vote of 55-45 a resolution limiting President Donald Trump's ability to use military force against Iran without the approval of Congress. It is a measure the president is expected to veto. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is